Welcome to Museum Minute from the University of Virginia. I'm Henry Skerritt, curator at the Klugiroo Aboriginal Art Collection. A solitary figure emerges from an urgent flurry of charcoal lines. Vernonarchy's Unwritten is a potent metaphor for the struggle of Indigenous artists to control their identities amid the continuing pressures of racism and colonial oppression. In 2004, Arquis began a series of large-scale photorealist charcoal portraits of his family members. These works were based upon ethnographic photos taken by the anthropologist Norman Tyndale on Palm Island during the 1930s. For much of the 20th century, Palm Island had served as a government settlement for Indigenous Australians who were forcibly removed from their homelands. According to Arquis, these photos were taken by the administrators of the penal settlement as a scientific record of a dying species of subhumans, an exotic other that had been set aside. In enlarging these images to an imposing scale, Arquis returns power to their gaze, reclaiming the ethnographic photography for those who were once its subjects. Now, around 2008, he began to produce these ghostly images, such as Unwritten. And these works lacked the sharp-eyed realism of his earlier works and replaced it with these ghostly forms on the very edge of becoming. They were his response to the 2004 death in police custody of Murrunji Cameron Doomadgee on Palm Island. And while the life of Doomadgee was unwritten by his untimely death, the irrepressible figure emerging from the haze of Arquis's drawing presents a defiant image of contemporary Indigenous identity. As the face shimmers into being amidst a blur of charcoal lines, it does not evoke an elegiac longing, but rather a profound moment of presence, the immediacy of a unique individual identity slowly taking shape from the haze. Find out more at klugi-roo.org. Museum Minute is a production of the University of Virginia and a member of the Virginia Audio Collective. Listen and subscribe at virginiaaudio.org.